So it wouldn't be a normal 21st century week without some paranoid look at the evolving electronic gadgets growing and communicating all their own all around us. Is your new smart TV spying on you? Well, here's a caution from the fine print of a Samsung smart TV. Please be aware that if your spoken words include personal and other sensitive information, that information will be among the data captured and transmitted to a third party through your use of voice recognition. That's right. There's a microphone on your TV. And when you talk, that data goes somewhere. Michael Price is counsel in the Liberty and National Security Program at the Brennan Center for Justice at the NYU School of Law. Last October, he read his TV privacy policy closely and wrote about it at Salon.com. Michael, welcome.
Hi, John.
Do I need a lawyer to open the box of my smart TV?
I hope not. You know, I think most people probably gloss over the privacy policy in the same way you click on I agree for updating your iTunes account. Most people may be unaware that these sorts of warnings are in there and this sort of technology is in play.
Is my smart TV smarter than my smartphone, which already has an enormous amount of data on what I do and when?
You know, there's a similarity between the kind of voice recognition you're talking about with the television and Siri on your iPhone, the navigation systems in your car. All of these things are capturing data about you, about what you're doing, where you're going, what you like to watch on TV, and sending that information back to a company or three. And in this case, that's Samsung, but it could be any major company that you imagine, Apple, for instance, with Siri.
Is it possible for someone to write an algorithm that would basically allow a company to put all the data together from your TV, from your phone, from maybe an appliance in your house, and send it in some nice, complete, multidimensional file to some marketer somewhere? Is that legal?
I haven't seen any companies trying to do that. It sounds to me like what you're describing would require a bit of illegality to gather up data from all of those different places. But it's not complete science fiction. The idea is to get more and more data about you, and that is supposed to deliver some sort of convenience, some benefit, customized content, maybe some recommendations for what you want to watch on TV.
What is the law that governs the privacy or ownership of this information?
For the data on the TV, for instance, it would be considered a business record, a third-party record is the way it's generally described in the law. And what that means is that you've given your information to another company, and so you've somehow lost your privacy interest in it.
So opening the box of the TV, you've agreed to that, or buying it, or what?
Maybe three steps after opening the box. When you get it out of the box and you set it up, the very first thing that you're confronted with is a 46-page privacy policy in this case, and it contained the sort of warnings that you described at the beginning of your show. It also mentioned that there's a camera installed in the TV with facial recognition, and that's going to be on and capturing images in your living room as well. So you're talking about a whole bunch of different kinds of data, some of it very, very personal, some of it constitutionally protected, or at least we'd like to think that it should be constitutionally protected. But right now, as the law stands, a warrant is not required for police to obtain a lot of that information.
And what's the difference between a TV that monitors your viewing habits for, say, Nielsen, and a TV that's monitoring to figure out how many times you're making out on the couch?
Legally, there isn't much of a difference. In both cases, you're sort of consenting to that privacy invasion, although I think people don't recognize that it's not limited to the company that you're dealing with, that information can go elsewhere and often does. It goes to other companies for advertising purposes. It can go to the government with a subpoena.
And Michael Price, the good news, of course, is that it's really easy to opt out.
Well, it's really easy to turn the internet off, and you can disconnect the TV in that way. But it presents a really unfair trade-off, which is you get to either use all these nifty new pieces of technology
that you bought.
That you bought and paid for, or you can have your privacy. But right now, it doesn't seem like we can have it both ways, and that's what has to change.
Michael Price is counsel in the Liberty and National Security Program at the Brennan Center for Justice at the NYU School of Law. Thanks so much, Michael.
My pleasure.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.